last couple of days we've been doing the Braisa on Kuf Yudalid on the Beis. The Braisa that talks about the protein of the mitzvah of Mor. The last point of the Braisa is Ochlan Lachatzon Yotzo, Uvach Lo Yishe Ben Achilu Lachaver Deyosu Mechvei Achilas Pras. That even if you eat Moror, Lachatzoyin, that means that you eat Pachos Mikashir, and then more Pachos Mikashir, and together it's Mitzdarif to Ashir Sholem. So says the Braisa, you can be out to the mitzvah of Mar as long as the shehia, as long as the break was not more than kedei achilas pras. If you eat the full shear kezayis of Marah b'sof kedei achilas pras, so then you can be out to the mitzvah of Mar. It's interesting. The Braisa seems to set it up as though yotza is a lashon b'diyevi, that ochlan lachatzayin yotza uvach lo yisha. If you're not shoeh, if you don't have a shehia of more than kedei achilas pras, you're yotze the mitzvah. Why the Loshem B'di'evet? The Braisa should say, V'ochel l'chatzoyin, uvuvach lo yisha ben achilo l'chaver, diyosim mechnei achilas pras. L'chatchila, you can be ochel l'chatzoyin. There's no need to eat the mora, the full kezayis of mora, in one fell swoop, to swallow it with asachas. But as long as there's no shehiyah of tochid achilas pras, that should be sufficient. Why the Loshem B'di'evet? So the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch is medayik. He's medayik from Lashon the Braisa that it sounds like there is a lechatchila and a b'di'evet over here. The Braisa is saying lechatchila somehow you need more than ochlam lachatzoyin. B'di'evet, if you eat it lachatzoyin, as long as you're not shoeh, yosem echdeich l'espras, then you can be yosem. What's the lechatchila? So says the Bir Agor, it sounds from the Braisa, lechatchila you have to eat the full kezayis with asachas. You have to eat the full kezayis with asachas. You can chew it up, but you have to swallow it b'vasachas. Right, you have to eat it whole. But you have to swallow it b'vasachas. B'di'evet, if you don't eat the full kezayis b'vasachas, as long as you have a shir tziru from Tokad Echelas Pras, that's enough to be yotzen. But l'chatchila, says the Gaon from the Lashon of the Braisa, it sounds like there is a l'chatchila, and he suggests that the l'chatchila is to eat it all b'vasachas. This is what the Magen Avram quotes from the Chumash Hadeshen as well. Chumash Hadeshen has a shayla. He says, do you have to eat the full kezayis of morar, like the Braisa says, and the full kezayis of matzah? Do you have to eat that b'vasachas, or is it enough to eat it, to take your time, as long as you're not shoeh b'chdei achilas pras, l'chatchila, that's fine. That's the shayla that the Chumash Hadeshen has here in packet 32, page 1. The next tshuva in Chumash Hadeshen, after the one we did before, Kuf Lametes, he says, kezayis shel matzah v'shel morar tzorach levolo b'vasachas, or lo? You have to swallow it b'vasachas. Yeroyah, the mitzvah in a mufchel of law called a kezayis k'shumarusa b'vasachas. Yes, the Chumash Hadeshen says he thinks mitzvah in a mufchar, the din lechatchila is to chew it up, obviously, but to swallow the whole kezayis of the matzah and the mora b'vasachas. How does he know that? So he brings a raya from the Mordechai. What Mordechai? Who Mordechai? So he quotes it. We don't have to look at the Mordechai inside. He literally quotes it verbatim. He says, "V'achim muchach mi Mordechai perak arve psachim." Because of ahadik ha'omar korochol b'vasachas va'ochlo. The Gemara Kuf Des Vav says that Hillel would be korech b'vasachas va'ochlo. He'd be korech matzah mor or pesach matzah mor together. Perish ha'inotol kezayis matzah kezayis mor kezayis charoses. It's a shayla if it's kezayis charoses or kezayis pesach. Different gersos in the Mordechai. V'im tomar fek the Mordechai heich machzik beisabliya kulei hay. What you gonna eat? Hillel's going to have three kezayis of matzah, kezayis of mora, kezayis of something else, of charoses or carbon pesach. How can he have three kezayis over here? So kezayis hainu chatzi beitza. Kezayis is a chatzi beitza, we know. And three kezayis is 1.5 beitzim. And the Gemara says that chazal of a kabbalah that ein beis abliya machzik yosem ikibetza. That the beis abliya, that the area in the throat where you're going to swallow, the throat can only hold two kezesim, can only hold a kebetza, which is two kezesim. It can't hold a betza and a half. So how can that be? How can Hillel have been korach vasachas the kezayis of matzah mara and charoses or pesach together? That's three kezesim. The Yishlomai says the Mordechai do dafka shemaychol shalem. When we say that ein beis abliya machzik yoser the kebetza, that means if it's shalem, if it's full, it's whole. But if the item that you're swallowing is ground up, if it's chewed up, so then it can hold even more than a kebetz. When the korech we come to the Beis Abliya, it would be Merusak. You chew it up first. Then when it came to the Beis Abliya, it was already Merusak. So that's why Hillel was able to fit three Kizais. It's more than the Kibetz that the Chacham said, because it was Merusak. And if it's Merusak, then he's able to hold more. Zok Nechumas Hadesh, and Mikad Muchas Dein Levolo, Hazayah Shal Matzah Mat Mat. You shouldn't swallow the Kizais of Matzah slowly but surely. Quarter of a kizayis, another quarter of a kizayis, another quarter until you swallow the whole thing. No, dim lo kain lo habikoshim idi. If you could do it slowly but carefully, you don't have to do it with asaga. So what's the kash of the Mordechai? The shape yuchal lahachnis kol agim kol gimel azesim lefiu velokososo biyachad levola biyachad mad mad. That's not difficult to put all three kizayisim into your mouth at one time. To chew them up and then to swallow them piecemeal, to swallow them slowly but surely. No, it's quite a statement. I think many of us would find putting three kizayis into the mouth to be difficult also, but he's assuming that's not difficult. It's the swallowing. The mouth is much bigger. The mouth is much bigger than the Beis Abliya. That's clear. That we all admit to. So he says to put three kizayis into the mouth, that's not impossible. But to swallow three kizayis once, that is difficult. So if the Mordechai would assume that you can swallow it slowly, that you don't have to swallow it b'vasachas, right? Did you have to swallow b'vasachas? So then what's the shaila? Put it into your mouth. That's not difficult. Just because ein beis abliya marzik yosim mikivetsa, that shouldn't be a problem, because you can put all three kizayis into your mouth and then you'll swallow it ma'at ma'at. El al korach mitzvah levola b'vasachas lehillel. Hillel understood that there's a mitzvah to be voleh b'vasachas for the korech. So says the Chumash Hadeshin, hu hadin l'didon zayisachat shematzo shalmora. Says the Chumash Hadeshin, we can extrapolate from korech to matzah mora as well. If you have to eat the korech b'vasachas, all three kizaisim, so you can do it because it's going to be merusak. So you'll be able to do it. But the fact that you have to do that, you have to swallow it with asachas, we can extrapolate from korech to matzah and mora, that by matzah and mora as well, you have to do it with asachas lechatchila. So that's the answer to the question. Even though b'di'evad you certainly can be yotzi, as long as you don't have a shir tziruf, as long as you don't have more than kedei achilas pras, so you have a shir tziruf, but lechatchila, zok b'chumas hadesh, it's a mitzvah min hamufchar to swallow the kezayis of matzah, the kezayis of mora with asachas, after you chew it up, just like the Mordechai assumes that there's a requirement to swallow the three kizaisim of korech of asachas as well. This is the chiddush of Chumash Hadesh. The chiddush of the Chumash Hadesh is based on the Mordechai, but lechora, the raya to the Chumash Hadesh is the Gaon's raya from our Gemara. It's not just the Mordechai, but it's mamish the raya in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that ochlan lahatzon yatzul vashlo isha. It sounds like there's a din lechatchila beyond the b'di'evad, that as long as you have a shir tzir, if you can be yotzi b'di'evad, there's a lechatchila that's more than just using the shir tzir. What's the lechatchila? So zab de gon, it seems like the lechatchila is to swallow it all the vasachas, like the Chumash Hadeshin's Mordechai. The Magen Avraham quotes the Maril, who disagrees. The Maril says that you can eat it ma'at ma'at. Maril Kosav the Yochel Echol Maat Maat Uvachel Yishav Achilas Yosim Achilas Pras. The Magen Avraham says that according to the Maril, Lechatchila, you can eat it Maat Maat. You can eat it slowly but carefully. Just make sure that you have a shir tziruf, that you don't wait in the midst of the eating, a shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. Seems to argue with the Chumash Hadeshin, Zok the Magen Avraham. So what are we going to do with the rayas that we have? The raya of the Chumash Hadeshin from the Mordechai, the raya of the Gaon from the Gemara. What are we going to do with the rayas? So the Aruch HaShulchan already dispenses with the raya from the Gemara. The Magen Avraham basically asks the kasha from the Shulchan Aruch. That's really the raya of the Gemara. He says in Sif Vav, it sounds like b'di'evad yatsa. Avol b'siv vav masha dafka d'di'evad yatsa avol lechatchila tzarich lechol biyachad. Against the Maril lechatchila, you really have to eat it b'vasachas. What's the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav is basically our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to look in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's nice to look in the Shulchan Aruch, but Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tov Ayin Hei Siv Dalid
He says, "Shamanu midivrei Rabbeinu Abbeis Yosef, the hidden mitzvah of law kol hashnei zeisim biyachad."
Beis Yosef says it's a hidden mitzvah based on the Shemus HaReshen and the Mordechai, a hidden mitzvah to swallow the full kezayis of matzah. Chew it up and then swallow it all bevasachas. Lechatchila. But the Evan, of course, you can be Yotze if you, as long as you have a shir tziv. V'zeu shekosa b'siv vav, zok t'yorach ha-shulchan. Ochal kechatzi zayis, v'chose v'ochal kechatzi zayis, yotzo v'vat shlishe v'nachila l'chaber t'yosem v'echiles pras.
That's the lotion of Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav. That's our Gemara. Yotza sounds like b'diavad is yotzi as long as he has a shir tziruf, but lechatchila, it sounds like you should swallow it all b'vasachas. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says, but the Maril writes b'feirish the yochol lechol ma'at ma'ad uvad shlo yishu yosem echdechilas pras. So it sounds from the Maril that lechatchila you don't have to swallow it b'vasachas, just eat it. Eat it in a normal way, as long as you have the shir tziruf, lechatchila can be yotzei the mitzvah. And he says, I saw some right, there's a stira between the Maril and Sivav, Magen Avram, Sivkot and Dalet, he says, I don't think this is a stira at all. The leaner the ain inyan zela said, the Sivav Mayri Shaochel Chatzi Zayas Mafsik Zevade in Nochon Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're not supposed to stop. You should be eating, like a mensch, right? Eat in a normal way. You don't have to swallow everything with masachas. But lechatchila, you shouldn't stop the eating process. That's what the lechatchila is. Not lechatchila, you should swallow it with masachas. No, lechatchila means that you put it into your mouth, you make the bracha, you put it into your mouth, and you're chewing and you're eating. Not that you eat a chatzi zayas and then you like, you pause a little bit. You know, you take a look at the Haggadah, you look at one of the perushim, and then you eat a little bit more. You eat a little bit, then you go into the kitchen, and you get something, and you come back. No, that's a hefsek. Now, if you're not shoa kedei achilas pras, even with the hefsek, but the yemen, you can still be yotzer. So, Yerach HaShulchan, the whole din lechatchila in the Gemara is not that you should eat it, but vas achas, as opposed to relying on the tzirv. No, the din lechatchila is, don't be mafsek. Even if you'll have the shir tziruf in the end, you're not going to be mafsik so much that you don't have the shir tziruf. No, lechatchila, you're supposed to eat it. You're supposed to be eating the whole time. That's the lechatchila. Not to stop in the middle of the eating, so then you have to rely on the shir tziruf, because without the shir tziruf, there's mamash a hefsik. There shouldn't be a hefsik in the achila. That's the din lechatchila. But if you eat ma'at ma'at without a hefsik in the achila, lechatchila, you can be out to the mitzvah, even if you don't swallow it with asachas. That's what the Maril apparently would say. That's how he would interpret our Gemara. Not that the lechatchila and our Gemara is like the Vilna Gaon that you should swallow it with asachas. No, lechatchila is don't be mafsik. As long as you're not mafsik, even if you don't swallow it with asachas, lechatchila can be out to the mitzvah. What's the Aruch HaShulchan? What's the Maril going to do with the Raya of the Mordechai? The Raya from the Mordechai, Shemus HaDeshen's Raya, that the Mordechai says that by Korech, He has a kasha, ain beis tabliya machzik yosem mikabetza. So how could Hill put the three kazesim and swallow them with basachas? That's a pretty stark raya from the Mordechai. Even if you'll tell me the Bryce is not a raya. But the Mordechai seems to be a pretty clear raya to the Chumash Hadesh and to the Vilna Gaon. What's the Maril going to do with the Mordechai? So the answer is what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes in the Sefer Mikrei Kodesh and the Brisker Rav. That maybe there's a difference between the Mordechai and the case that we're talking about. What's the difference? What's the Mordechai talking about? Anyone? What's the Mordechai talking about?
One word. What's he talking about? Korach, exactly. The Mordechai's talking about Korach. What does Korach need? It needs an achila, but it needs a kricha. The whole point is it has to be a sandwich of different things together.
So maybe, Zok the Brisker Rav, maybe there's something special to Korech. That if you don't have the three kezesim, if you're not swallowing the three kezesim vasachas, it's felt in the Korech. It's missing in the Korech. It's not missing in the achila of matzah or the achila of moro. It's missing in the Korech because you don't have the three kezesim together. Now that's a pretty big chiddush, because you could have said that it's enough of a Korech as long as you have a little bit of matzah and moro and pesach, charoses, at the same time. You don't need all three kazesim to be in the face of Leah at the same time. That's still a chiddush. But that's what the Brisker Rav wants to suggest. That maybe the whole chiddush of the Mordechai is only in Korech. That perhaps in Korech, maybe there's a din lechatchila that you should swallow the vasachas. Because if not, it's not going to be called Korach. That's what the Brisker Rav wanted to suggest. So it would come out, if you accept this answer, it would come out that even according to the Maril, at least Korach, for Korach, you'd have to swallow everything with Asachas. Wow, it's still quite a big chiddush. I think the minig is to rely on the Maril, right? Just not to swallow everything with Asachas. Not for matzah, not for mora, not for korech either. But rather to eat, ma'at ma'at, to eat in the normal way. And I think part of the reason why the minig is to just eat in a normal way and to rely on the shir tziref l'chachila is because we know that achila shelo kedarko is not called an achila either. And we talked about that. Achila shelo kedarko, Yom Kippur, right? Remember? The Gemara Newman, Daf Pei. Achila shelo kedarko, an abnormal eating, is not called a ma'isa achila in halacha. So I think most of us would agree that swallowing the kizayis b'vasachas is not a normal achila. That's an achila shelo kedarko. So I'm not really sure I understand how you can say there's a din lechatchila to swallow the three kizayis b'vasachas. It's not an achila kedarko, and if it's not an achila kedarko, so how can you be yotzei the mitzvah? If you need an achila, it's very difficult. The whole Mordechai is very, very difficult. So I think the minig is not to follow the Mordechai. The minig is just to eat properly, to eat like a mensch, and to rely on the shehiya b'sof ne'echiles pras. Maybe you should be machmer for the Aruch HaShulchan's svara, that you shouldn't stop, don't stop, you know, and motion to someone, or go into the kitchen and get something, or look at a perish. Eat, continue eating until you finish the kizayis. Not only is it an achila shelo kedarko if you swallow everything with asachas, there might be another problem. And that is that if you swallow everything with asachas, you could come lidei sakana. Think about it. You can come lidei sakana. What's the problem if you come lidei sakana? The problem is twofold. First of all, sakana. We can defend about sakana. But what's the other issue? If you come lidei sakana, what's going to happen? You might not be a bar for you anymore. So you're not going to be going to the mitzvah. You think that you're being machmir lechatchila to eat everything with asachas, so you're going to jump from the frying pan into the fire. Right? You think you're gaining so much, and it turns out you might be losing even more, because if you come lidei sakana, if you put yourself into a sakana, you might not be able to answer the klal. Discuss. It's the sakana, you call the baruch yuva, not call the baruch yuva. You might choke if you eat all three kizayis and asachas. So I think both mitzad sakana and mitzad the fact that it might be an achila shelo kedarko and the maril of the Aruch HaShulchan seem to learn differently than the Shumas HaDeshen and the Gra. I think that there's a lot of room to be makel to assume that you can just eat ma'ad ma'at. Eat it. Don't eat it slowly. You have to eat it in a way that you'll finish the tokei d'achilas pras. So eat it without a hefsek, and if you do that, then you'll be yotzei lechatchila. Mori shlosim. Any question? The Mordechai clearly is assuming it's a mitzvah sachila. I hear what you're saying. It's not a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a zeichel amikdash. So if Hillel did an achila of the three kazeis and vasachas in the base of Middash, so we're trying to mirror what he did. So we would have to have an achila too. What's the shear of tokei d'achilas pras? You know, all the posts can talk about that. There's a shaila. What the shear is? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? Is it 6 minutes? There's a whole discussion in the post of exactly how long it is. So people always eat the matzah and the mora. They eat the matzah. They try to eat it very quickly. You know, they're trying to chew up the matzah and swallow it and get it down. The mora is not so difficult to eat. But the matzah is much more difficult. What's everyone rushing for? Toch kedei achilas pras means that you can eat, it's the amount of time that it takes to eat half a loaf. Now half a loaf is either gimel beitzim or dalet beitzim. Right? A full loaf is either 6 or 8 beitzim, and half a loaf is going to be 3 or 4 beitzim. Now how many kizayim is that? That's a lot of kizayim. Isn't that a lot of kizayim? Because each beitzim is 2 kizayim. So what's anyone worried about? If you're eating a kizayim, but they're concerned that the shear kezias is larger and the shear of kedei achilas pras is smaller? That can't be. It's a relative shear. If the kezias is larger, then kedei achilas pras is larger. If kezias is smaller, then kedei achilas pras is smaller. So what's the problem? If it's a relative shear, why can't you eat the gazayas in the proper time? But some point out that the Mishnah Masechta Negayim, talking about the bias that has saras, right? Nige batim. The Mishnah says, this Mishnah there talks about that the shear for the person to be metame is that he comes into the bias and he showa kedei achilas pras. You have to be in the bias hamenuga, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras, and then even the clothing that's on top of him, that's going to become tummy. If he carries something into the bias hamenuga, it becomes tummy immediately. But if he's not carrying the thing in, if it's his clothing, so then he has to wait. If we show it, the Achilles Pras, and then it'll become tummy. So what does the Achilles Pras mean? So the Mishnah says that it's the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of paschitin, shumesiv, belisva. That he's eating paschitin, and he's eating it in the best possible way. He's comfortable, and he's eating it belisva. He's eating it with a spread. He's not eating it plain. He's eating it with a spread. Why does the spread change anything? Oh, it shortens the time considerably. That's why it's so much easier to eat the marah than it is to eat the masa. Because marah has liquid on it. Right? There's liquid in it, there's liquid on it. It's not dry. Eating something dry is much harder. It takes a lot longer. So kshumesiv, the lifton, that means that you're eating the paschitin, but with lifton, if you eat the bread with something on it, if you eat the matzo with something on it, it's a lot easier to get it down. So that's why people are rushing to get the matzah down. You don't have to rush, really. It'll be fine. But it takes a little bit of effort because it's not as easy to eat it b'tzol kedei achilas pras because it's an achilah yevesha. The matzah is dry. If you notice, the korech is a lot easier to eat than the matzah because korech has the marah in it. And the marah softens, right? It softens it, it liquefies it a little bit. Lubricates the matzah. The matzah is lubricated, so then it's a lot easier to eat. So that's why people are machmer to try to eat it quickly, because they're afraid that the shir tzir of tokeh de'achilas pras is not going to work with the matzah, because the matzah is dry. The poskim point out that, you know, the shir tzir only starts when you swallow. It doesn't start when you bring the matzah into your mouth. So the best idea is, when you eat the matzah, chew up a little bit of the matzah. Chew up as much of the matzah as you can. Don't overdo it, but chew up as much of the matzah as you can, and then start swallowing. You'll find that it'll take a lot less time to finish the matzah, because if you've already chewed up a little bit, and you're starting the shir tzira from the moment that you're swallowing, so then it'll be a lot easier to finish it with the matzah. Questions? Okay. So this concludes the sugya of ochla machatzon. Let's go back. So the Mishnah says, "Have you lefan of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses or shnei tavshilim?" Correct the Gemara. My shnei tavshilim. I'm Rav Huna, silka v'aruza. Rav Huna says that the shnei tavshilim are silka v'aruza, beets and rice. Rava have a mahader as silka v'aruza. Hold enough of me pumei the Rav Huna. Rava with medakte to take silka v'aruza. The Shnei Tavshilim, because nothing mipumei de Rav Huna, because Rav Huna suggested these two macholim, silk of aruz is what you should make the Shnei Tavshilim. Amar Ravashi, Shema minam mid Rav Huna, lest the chayish lahadu Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Ravashi says that from Rav Huna's statement we see that the halacha is the loker Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri omer, oriz min dogonu v'chayavan achimut sokoreis, v'adim yotzeba yidei chavasu v'pesach. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says that oriz is one of the chameshes in your dog, and you can be yotzei, yachiv of matzah, if you make matzah out of oriz, out of rice. So if you can make matzah out of oriz, then it's boli dechimus. That's the requirement. The chameshes in your dog have to be something that can be boli dechimus. Ushmarta mesamatzah tells me that you watch it from the chimus, turns into matzah. So clearly, if you'll take silk of aruzah, what are you doing? It's shnei tavshilim. You're not baking the aruzah, you're cooking it. If you cook the arut, if you cook wheat, that turns into chametz. So the fact that Rav Huna says that you can cook the arut and use it as a shnei tavshilim, that shows you that he argues against Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. He holds that oriz can't become chametz stick. It can't become chametz stick. Our minig is not to eat rice. The minig of the Ashkenazim, I should say, is not to eat rice on Pesach. The Sfaradim do eat rice. It's kidneys.
That's a chumrah. That's a chumrah that we're afraid that they would be wheat mixed in with the rice, or it looks like wheat. So if you allow people to eat rice matzah, they might come. Rice tavshilim, they might come to eat tavshilim made out of wheat. That's a chumrah, the chumrah of kidneys. But we hold me'ikar adin, ores can't become chametz. It's just a chumrah of kidneys. Chizkiah Amar Afiladagu Beitza Sha'olav. Chizkiah says that what do you use for the Shnei Tavshilin? He's not saying that you have to use Dagu Beitza Olav. It's a Chiddush. He's saying Dagu Beitza Sha'olav, even though the Beitza Sha'olav, you have fish with the Beitza. Shoyi Regilin La'atiach Esadag Beitzim, says the Rashvan. V'ayna Rebusa Da'afagav Dedomi L'Tav Shalecha Choshim Shnei Tavshilin. Chizkiah's Chiddush is that even though Dagu Beitza Sha'olav looks like one Tavshil, we treat it like Shnei Tavshilin. If Yosef Amatzorach Shnei Minei Basar, Echad Zech LePesach, Echad Zech LeChagigah. If Yosef says no, you need two Minei Basar. That's the Shnei Tavshilin. Two Minei Basar, one Zech LePesach, one Zech LeChagigah. The Chagigas Yudalid, the Chagigah Vera Pesach, that's eaten together with the Karban Pesach. The Chagigas Yudalid is brought so that you'll have a Kedei Svi. The Pesach is Nechal Alasova. You're supposed to eat the Pesach at the end of the meal, not Nachila Gasa, but just a little bit. Karban Pesach is basically dessert, right? It's interesting. You see from this idea that, you know, dessert really is the ikar of the meal. That's not just an invention, right? The Karban Pesach is the dessert. You're supposed to be saver from the meal, and you eat the Karban Pesach after that. That's the final achila. There's some chashivas to that. If Yosef says that's the two tavshilim are supposed to be two minei basa, one zech lepesach, one zech lechagiga. Ravina Amar, Afilu garma ubishula. Ravina says, even a bone, garma ubishula. Does that mean? Chatichas basar umorak shenizvash labo, says the Rashba. Chatichas basar umorak shenizvash labo. Also, Ravina is saying there's a chiddush that even though the morak is with the basar, it's basar with the morak shalo. So you think that that's considered one tavshil, it's not two tavshilin. Kamash malano, that's considered two tavshilin, and that's... And you could be yotzi with that. This is the gemara. So what do we do lemaisa? So we take shnei minei basar of Yosef's shita. That's what we do for the shnei tavshilin. Shnei minei basar. What shnei minei basar? What do we do with the shnei minei basar? Tosas kamen shnei minei basar. Perush Rabbeinu Chananel. Sli zeichel pesach umavushel zeichel chagiga. But Ben Chananel says that the Shnei Minei Basar, it's not just two Minei Basar, but we prepare them in two different ways. One Zeich LePesach and one Zeich LeChagiga. The Zeich LePesach is Sli. It's not a Pesach. It's not a mitzvah. It's a Zeich. You have to be careful. Zeich LePesach. It's not the real Pesach. When we say Matzah Zushanu Ochem Al Shema, we point to the Matzah. When we say Mara Zeh, we point to the Mara. But when we say Pesach Zeh, right? Pesach, we don't say Pesach, we say Pesach Sha'anu Ochlin. We don't say Pesach Zeh, we don't point to this row. We don't point to the bus of that Zeich LePesach. It's only a Zecher, it's not the real Pesach. So Zokter Rabbeinu Chananel, Zecher, we take one min bus at Sli Zeich LePesach, and Mevushel Zeich LeChagiga. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. Maloney here, it says Tosfos, I don't think he's right. The Kaimelon Keben Tema. Because Tosfos says we paskin like Ben Tema, because the machlok is Ben Tema and the Chachamim, whether the Chagiga is Necheles Sli, Davkat Sli, or even Mevushel. Ben Tema says it ain't a Chagiga Necheles Elat Sli. It says Tosfos, we paskin like Ben Tema. The Masnis and Asya Kavaseh. Because the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah is like Ben Tema. Which Stam Mishnah is like Ben Tema? The Masoras Hashas says over here, Kuf Te Zayin. Ayin Tosa Shem Dim Maskol Kula. What's he referring to? Manishtan? The Manishtana in the Mishnah includes a question. Shebechol Ha'leilos Anu Oklan Basa Tzli Sholokam Uvashol Ha'leilah Zeh Kulo Tzli. Kulo Tzli. The Karban Pesach has to be Tzli. Why is it Kulot Tzli? We don't ask this question anymore because we're not eating the Karban Pesach. But at the time of the Mishnah, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would ask this question. Kulot Tzli? That sounds like Ben Tema, that even the Chagigas Yudalit also has to be sleep. So says Tosis, it sounds like you're passing like Ben Tema. So you're passing like Ben Tema if the Chagiga is Einan Achelas Elat Sli, it doesn't make sense to have the Shnei B'nei Basa, one Sli Zechel Pesach, and the other Mevushal Zechel Chagiga. L'kach Nira, says Tosis, it's Havayel Mevushalim. V'chein Mash Meloshen Tavshim. What does that mean? Rabbi Chananel says that the two minei basar are supposed to be one sli and the other mevushal. The sli zecher lepesach, the mevushal zecher lechagiga. Comes to us and says that doesn't make sense because we pass like Ben Tema that the chagiga has to be sli. So therefore, they both should be mevushal. And then he just points out parenthetically that the Mishnah says shnei tavshimin. So shnei tavshimin certainly sounds like the two minei basar are going to be mevushal. So that rise a good rise here. I hear what this he's saying. But what's the tushta? Well, what's his maskana? His maskana is because the chagiga has to be tzli, so therefore both minei basa should be mevushal. The karban pesach has to be tzli. Ben Tema holds the chagiga has to be tzli too. So therefore, the shnei tavshilin should both be mevushal. Why shouldn't you? It should say shnei tzluyin. They both should be tzli. It's really a pella. That was a pella. The Marsha explains that according to Ben Tema, the key is not that they should be tzli. The key is that the chagiga, the zeichel lepesach and the zeichel lechagiga have to be the same. That's the yisod over here. Right? That's the yisod. It's not a chova, he says. This is not a mitzvah. It's not the korban pesach and the chagiga siyadal. It's all a zeicher anyway. Don't forget that it's only a zeicher. So if it's only a zeicher, the key is they have to be the same. If they're going to be different, then it looks funny. L'chora tarvayut sol and havalela meimar leben tema frek the marsha the efshir dein lochus litzlosen keven the ein on boin chova elu lezecha ba'alma. It is not a chova. It's not like it has to have the din of the chagiga, the din of the karban pesach. The key is that there can't be a difference between the two of them because then it looks like the halacha should be different between the karban pesach and the chagiga. V'loshem tavshil enochi mashma lahud l'boi litzlosen. Why does it say Shnei Tavshilin, which is say Shnei Tzuli? According to Tosas, the Lashon Shnei Tavshilin is that even if it's Shnei Tavshilin, it's fine. If it's Shnei Tzuli, that's also okay. The key is there shouldn't be a difference between the two. They should be the same, because if you hold the din of Karban Pesach and the din of the Chagiga are the same, they both have to be Tzuli, so then you have to prepare them in the same way, so that you have two minei basa, and you see, one is Zechel Pesach, one is Zechel Chagiga, and they're both the same. That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod. So this is the way Rav Yosef records this halacha, that the Shnei Tavshilin are Zeich LePesach and Zeich LeChagiga, and it's supposed to be Shnei Minei Basa. So what do? We also do Shnei Tavshilin, Zeich LePesach and Zeich LeChagiga, but we do it with a little bit of a twist. We don't have Shnei Minei Basa. Our minig is actually not in the Gemara. But the Torah quotes the minig that what do? We have one tavshil that's made out of basar, zeicher, lepesach, and the other is a beit, an egg. That's how the Torah quotes this, quotes the minig. This is on page 7 in the packet. The Torah writes, Two writes in Siman Tafayin Gimel in Siv Dalad. Shnei Tavshilin, Echad Zeich LePesach, Echad Zeich LeChagiga. Me'ezim Min Sheyirtze. You can choose whatever you want. The Nagu BeBasar UBeitza. The minig is Basar UBeitza, meat and a beitza. What's pshat? Why do we pick a beitza? Where'd that come from? So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo. VeHamavushal Osin MiBeitza Zeich LeAvelos Beis HaMikdash. The Mavushal, the Mavushal. Mavushal, he's assuming that the second item is Mavushal. One is Sli and the other is Mavushal. See that already from the Beis Yosef? That we're not makbid for Tosas that they should both be the same. The Mavushal, he says, we do, we make from a beitza, zeichel avelus beis hamikdash. It's a zeichel for the avelus of the beis hamikdash. What are we doing this abel for the beis hamikdash? It's not the 3 weeks. Well, what's going on over here? So the Darkei Moshe explains in Os Yud, shelo nuchal lahakriv karban ha-pesach k'tikuno. What's the Seder all about? Seder is all about the Karban Pesach. Now, we have a beautiful Seder. Person takes out his finery, all the silver, the nice dishes that he has, the cutlery, and the spreads, the tablecloth. It's a beautiful Seder. But it's nothing compared to what it was Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. The people would take their sheep up to the Beis HaMikdash. You can only imagine what it was like to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would be shechting all the karbonos, and the halal would be sent. It's a whole experience. You don't have that experience. So every person has to realize that the Seder that we have is it's almost a caricature of the Seder they had with Manshe Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. It's nothing like what they had. Yet we should be mishtokek to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Nira says the Darkei Moshe, the Mizen Ishtabrik HaMinag Lechol Beitzim B'Leil Pesach. The Ramah says that, first of all, Shnei Tavshil and the second Tavshil is Mevushal, Zeichel, Chagiga. We take Mevushal from the, make it from the Beitza, it's a Zeichel to the Avelis and the Beis HaMikdash. At Beitza, the Sudas Havra for an Ovel, we give him bagels, we give him Beitza, because Avelis is a Galgal, Achoze Ba'olam, it's a cycle in the world. And that's why in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov Avinu was making the food as a Suda Savra for his father, Avram Avinu had passed away, so he gave him lentils. Lentils also, Rashi says, are circular. That's the Galgal Achoze, that's Avelus. There was a Suda Savra. That's the idea of the bagel. Why a bagel? Just give him bread. No, bagel is also, it's circular. So that's the idea that Avelus is a Galgal Achoze Ba'olam. It's a siman of the Avelus. So the Darkei Moshe says, not only do we use an egg as the Mevushal Zechel Avelus Beis HaMikdash, but the minig is to eat eggs on the Leil HaSeder. To eat eggs on the Leil HaSeder. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch adds to the Darkei Moshe. He says that not only do we take the Beitza as Avelus for the Beis HaMikdash, because we can't bring the Karban Pesach, it's like a direct Avelus for the fact that we don't have the real Seder, the real experience of Karban Pesach nowadays, but it's also the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. We're invoking the Avelus of Beis HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av on the Leil HaSeder. Why? What does Tisha B'Av have to do with the Seder? So the Ramah says that the night in the week of Leil Pesach is Leil Tisha B'Av. This year, Erev Pesach is Chal Yos B'Shabbos, so the first day of Pesach is on Sunday, so the night of the Seder is Matzah Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av this year is going to be on a Sunday. You know, based on the night of Pesach, you know the night of Tisha B'Av. Hisbiani v'amrorim hirvani lana, the Pesach in Sefer Eicha, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masbias mirorim on Tisha B'Av hirvani lana. That's a symbol for the moror that we eat on the Pesach night. It's a connection between Tisha B'Av and Pesach. The night during the week of Pesach is going to be the night of Tisha B'Av. So says the Ramah, at the Seder, we're thinking of Tisha B'Av, we're thinking of the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why we take, we use the Beitza for the Shnei Tavshilim. We use the Beitza for the Shnei Tavshilim. How does this come down in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tafayin Gimel. Right, that Ramah was in Tafayin Vav Siv Beis. But the Shulchan Aruch in Tafayin Gimel, the Ramah says, V'huadin tzluyam. V'chein noagin b'yireinu. The Ramah says that it doesn't have to be basar u'beitza, the beitza mevusheles. The Shulchan Aruch said v'abeitza tia mevusheles. The Ramah says it doesn't have to be mevusheles. Even tzluya is okay as well. Even tzluya is okay as well. Why did the Mechaber say that the beitza should be mevusheles? Dafka mevusheles, and the Ramah says that it's okay if it's tzluya. So the Mishnah Bura and the Shaar HaTzion, he explains that the Mechaber is following the sheet of the Chachamim who argue against Ben Taimim. The Mechaber says that the beitza should dafka be mevusheles if it's zeich l'chagiga, and we follow the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that it can be mevushel. So therefore, to show that we're going like the Chachamim, it's better to make it mevushel. Like the Rabbeinu Chananel that Tosfos quoted. Tosfos says we pass like Ben Taima. Shaar HaTzion says the Rambam doesn't pass like Ben Taima. The Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So the Mechaber follows the Rambam who's following the Chachamim, that we go like the Chachamim to Ben Taima. Right? Follow the Chachamim. So the Chachamim hold that the Chagiga can be Mevushos. It can be Tzli too, but it can be Mevushos. So that's why we dafka take a beitza mevusheles to show that the halach is like the Chachamim. Even the Ramah doesn't say that they have to both be tzluyin. He says you can make them tzluyin. The Chachamim agree that you can make it tzluyin. The Mechaber says since the halach is like the Chachamim, better to show that the halach is like the Chachamim. But the Ramah says that v'huad and tzluyin, that's okay. And he says the minig in his city is to be tzolah the beitza. I think the minig is to do both. I think if you only roast the egg, if you roast the egg without cooking it first, it's not going to be that edible. I mean, I'm not an expert in roasting eggs, but it might not cook properly. I think they normally make the egg. They make the egg hard boiled. They boil the egg and then you like put it in the fire to make it roasted. So again, it's a zecher to the chagiga. So as long as it's roasted, it looks roasted. It is roasted, so that should be enough in order to make it zecher lechagiga lekol hadeis. Right, lekol hadeis. Whether we go like Ben Taima or we go like the Chachamim, it's a perfect zecher to the chagiga. Okay. Questions. Comes Tosis and he has one final point over here. Echad zech lepesach vechad lechagiga. Kishachal yudalet lios b'shabes. Listen up, this is this year. Kishachal yudalet lios b'shabes in tzorach rak bishul echad. The chagigas yudalet in adoches ha-shabes. Tosfos writes that if the shnei tavshilim, one is zech lepesach and one is zech lechagiga, so when Erev Pesach is chal yos b'shabes, you should only have one tavshil, only have a zech lepesach, not a zech lechagiga, because chagigas yudalet is not doches ha-shabes. It's not Docha Shabbos. It's not absolutely necessary. It's there to create a sviya so the Pesach is Nechel Allah Sobo. But it's not absolutely necessary. It's not Docha Shabbos. So it doesn't make any sense to have two Tavshilim, because if this were a regular Pesach, you wouldn't bring the Chagigas Yudav. Well, you bring Shnei Tavshilim at the Seder. Umiyu Omeri, says Tosis. The Ri says, Mikomakom Ein Lechalek. Don't make a difference between this year as opposed to every other. Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos, we should still have the two Tavshilim. Why? The Domi L'Chovim Hayinu Menichim Milasu Shnei Tavshilim. First of all, if you're going to not make the Shnei Tavshilim when Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos, it sounds like it's a Chovim. It's a Chovim. We're patterning it after the Chagigas Yudalid, and it's a Chovim. It's not a Chovim. The whole thing is a Zeicha to begin with. So in a Zeicha, it doesn't have to be patterned so perfectly. If the Chagigas Yudalit, even if the Chagigas Yudalit is not Docha Shabbos, we can have the Shnei Tavshilim because it's not such a Chovim. That's point number one. The Gam Yeshlocha Shema Loyasu B'Shabbosachim. Also, if you're not going to do it this year, then we should be afraid that maybe people will forget to have the Zeicha. They won't do it in other years. The Gam Yeshlocha Shema Loyasu. I'm sorry. What's more, he says, and what's the big deal? It doesn't matter that we should make the Zeich LePesach, the Zeich LeChagiga in a year that this mantra based on Yerushalayim came, there wouldn't have been a Chagiga Yudal. Ein chashashim anu osin af agad lo tzarech. The lekel amech Hashem yibana beis hamikdash v'yom reyashtoker osinu Zeich LeChagiga b'shabes. Dash the nami nakriva b'shabes. The akrova mesura lizrizin. Kshebana Moshe v'Aaron yehi imanu v'lekel emiti. Achabol lohaniach milasa shnei tavshilin ema asir nosam.
Tosu says, what are we so afraid of?
Bechla. What are we so afraid of? That people are going to be confused. They'll say, well, if we don't have a zeichel achagiga this year, so then... Right? If we have a zeichel achagiga this year, even though Bismach Reis Menosh Kayim, they didn't have a chagigas yedalid when Erev Pesach was Chalios B'Shabbos, so maybe Erev Pesach will be Chalios B'Shabbos next year. And Yibona Beis HaMikdash Umherav Yameinu, right? We'll have a Beis HaMikdash then. And people will say, well, you know, we had a Zeichel HaChagiga last year at the Seder, so obviously the Chagigas Yudalid is supposed to be brought even though it's Shabbos, and Gevalt, they'll check the Chagigas Yudalid on Shabbos. What are we afraid of, says Tosfos? Hakrova Mesura was reason. The Hakrovas HaKarbonos is given over to the Kohanim. They're not going to make a mistake. They're not going to make a mistake, so there's nothing to be concerned about. The first day in Tosfos assumed that if Erev Pesach is Chayos B'Shabbos and Chagigas Yidalet is not Tov HaShabbos, don't have the Zeichel HaChagiga. But the Reis says, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? First of all, it's not a Chova, so we don't have to pattern it after the Chagigas Yidalet of the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't do it, then people might not do the Zeichel HaChagiga the next year. What's more, what's the big deal? The whole problem is we're afraid that they'll be confused and Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and then they'll bring the Chagigas Yudalit on Shabbos? What are we so afraid of? Hakrovas Mesura Lizrizim, the Kohanim are in charge and they're not going to let anything happen. So the first day of hell that you don't need two tavshilin, if Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos. The Reis says that you should have two tavshilin. And the Rosh says that you should not have two tavshilin. From the Lashon of Tosfos, he says, Keshechal Yudal Lios B'Shabbos ain't Sorach Rak Bishul Echad. He says you don't need two. You don't need two. The Rosh goes further than that. The Rosh says, the Rosh is adamant. Don't have the second tavshil. The Rosh is very concerned. The Rosh is concerned. People make a mistake. They'll bring the Chagigas Yudalit on Shabbos. So the Rosh goes like the first day in Tosfos, but he's even more expansive. He says not only ain't sorach, but you shouldn't bring the second zeichel, the zeichel of Chagigas. This Rosh is probably the basis of a very interesting minhag. There's a discussion in the poskim, the bracha that we say at the end of Magid, we make a bracha asher ga'olonu. Asher ga'olonu v'golos avaseinu mimitzrayim, etc. Kein Hashem Elokeinu yageinu l'moadim v'l'golim acherim abom l'kvasin l'sholom. Smeichim b'vinyan yirecha v'sasim b'avarasecha v'nochol sham min hazvachim min hapsachim asher yagi adamam alkimiz b'hachal l'rotzim. Right? Something like that. So we say we'll eat from the psochim and from the zvachim. What's the psochim and zvachim? The psochim is the carbon pesach. The zvachim is the chagigas yedalit. The zvachim is v'nochal sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. Sorry, I didn't say it in the right order. Normally we say v'nochal min hazvachim u'min hapsachim, because the zevach, the chagigas yedalit, comes before the carbon pesach. So the question is, when Erev Pesach has Chalios B'Shabbos, should we reverse the order? Because you can't say Minazvachim and Apsachim because you're not going to bring the Chagigas Yidal before the Psachim. So maybe we shouldn't say Minazvachim at all, just say Minapsachim. No, because there is a Chagiga even when Erev Pesach has Chalios B'Shabbos. It's not Chagigas Yudalid, but there's a Chagigas Yomtif. You've got to bring a Shalom Chagiga anyway. That's a carbon that you always bring, Shalosh Yudalid. So we can talk about Zvachim. There are other carbonas Pesach besides the Karban Pesach. But don't say Minazvachim before Minapsachim because you don't bring a Chagigas Yudalit if Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos. So what's the din? Comes the Magen Avraham, the famous comment, he quotes the Maharizayim. Magen Avraham. On page 11. The end of Siman Tafai and Gimel, he says, "Kishachal Pesach v'Motzei Shabbos yomim min apsachim u'min hazvachim shlo ekrivu chagiga shein chagiga doche Shabbos." Kain mevur, I'm sorry, Bach Marivah. So the Magen Avraham quotes Poskim who say that when Pesach is chal b'motzei Shabbos, that means that Erev Pesach was chal yos b'Shabbos. You should say minasvachim, minapsachim, minasvachim. Reverse the order. Say minapsachim, minasvachim. Zvachim is going on chagigas Yom Tov, not chagigas Yudal. Because the chagigas Yudal is not brought them. The Mishneh Berurah quotes this Marivan. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tofai and Gimel Sekotin Beis. I'm sorry. Mishneh Berurah in Tofai and Gimel. Oh, in the Shaar HaTzion. Tofai and Gimel in Sekotin Pei. I am betaz mashevi yod b'shem arivad l'kashachal pesav matzei Shabbos tzorach lom b'osa layla min apsachim min azvachim sharei ein chagig in achelas b'layla zeh ve'ein chagig v'kreva b'shabbos. See, he quotes the Marivayel, but he says I am tshuvas Knesset Yecheskel mashapiri sham she'em edaktikim v'kach. The Knesset Yecheskel says, come on, you don't have to change the nusach. Sharei onu mevakshim sheyagiyenu Hashem l'moadim aboyim l'seshosim b'avodasecha Sosin Babodosa Vishamnocha Lishona Haba Kishaloya Pesach Matzei Shabbos Minazvachim Dainu Chagiga V'achagach Minapsachim. We're not talking about this year. Who knows that next year is going to be Erev Pesach as Chalios B'Shabbos? First of all, if the Beis Hamikdash is built, so it will be Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, there's no Luach. Even if the Luach would say that it should be like that, but we're not going to be Mekadosh Al Pi the Luach anymore. So we don't know about the future. We're not saying that this year we bring Minazvachim and Apsachim. We're saying, Emirtz Hashem, in the future we'll bring Minazvachim and Apsachim. Maybe next year won't be Motzei Shabbos. It won't be that Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos. So you don't have to be so medactic, says the Knesset Yecheskel. No reason to change the Nusach, he says. As David Feinstein in his Haggadah called Dodi, he says, the fact that the Mishneh Berurah brings the Marivayel only in the Shaar HaTzion sounds like he doesn't really paskin like him. Even though the Magen Avraham quotes it, the Mishneh Berurah only quotes it in the Shaar HaTzion, not in the Pnim of the Sefer. So it sounds like he doesn't really paskin like the Marivayel. He really likes the Knesset Yecheskel, that you shouldn't change the Nusach. Most people do change the Nusach. The Haggadah says to change the Nusach, so most people change. Pesach, Eschalias, Motzei Shabbos, they say, Menapsachim, Menazvachim. But Reb David says that from the Mishneh Berurah, it sounds like he's not paskening like the Marivayel. So he thinks he shouldn't change the Nusach. Just same as Rachim and Apsachim, even on a year that the Pesach is Matzei Shabbos. What's the svar of the Marivayel? Why should the Marivayel say that you should change the Nusach? What's the big deal? Change the Nusach. What does it matter? So the answer is the Marivayel is concerned for the Rosh. We have this chashash that Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be standing, and then people will say, well, you know, if we did X in the previous year, which shows that there's a Chagigas Yadalit, even when Erev Pesach has Chalios B'Shabbos, then they'll bring the Chagigas Yadalit on Shabbos next year when there's a Beis HaMikdash. The Rush thought because of that, we shouldn't have a Zeicher L'Chagiga. Don't bring the Beitzah as a Zeicher L'Chagiga if the Leil HaSeder is Matzei Shabbos, because people make the mistake, right? If Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos. The Marivayel seems to be saying that that's why in the Bracha Asher Golanu you should switch the order. Because if you say Minazvachim and Apsachim, even when Pesach has Chal Matzei Shabbos, then people will make that mistake. That next year the Beis HaMikdash hopefully will be here. And people remember that the previous year they said Minazvachim and Apsachim, even though Erev Pesach was Chalios B'Shabbos, so they might come to bring the Chagigas Yudalit on Shabbos. It's the same Chashash. So it's that Chashash of the Rosh that spawned this Shita. But it sounds like we don't paskin like that. Right? Certainly when Erev Pesach is Chalios B'Shabbos, right, this year Pesach is going to be Matzah Shabbos. I think the minig is to bring the Shnei Tavshilim, have the Beitzah. So it sounds like in both, if we bring the Beitzah, so we're assuming not like the Rosh. We're not concerned that people are going to make the mistake. We assume, like Tosas, that the Akrav is Mesura L'Zrizim. It's given over to the Kohanim, and they'll be careful. So we're not concerned. So if we're not concerned when it comes to the Shnei Tavshil and L'Chora, we shouldn't be concerned with the Nusach HaBrocha either. The Brocha Asher Golanu, L'Chora. David Feinstein's right, that the Mishneh Berurah doesn't seem to paskin like the Marivayel. And the Svara is that we don't paskin like the Rosh regarding the two Tavshilim. So you don't paskin like the Rosh regarding the two Tavshilim, then you can say Minazvachim and Apsachim, even if Leil HaSeder is Chal B'Motzei Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here with the Gemara. This concludes our shiurim for this month.